We're going to stay over in Raleigh with University Theater over at NC State as they get ready for their production of Urinetown. I should have Danica Jackson and Jake, is it NC, on the phone?
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you guys for calling.
Jane.
Hi, good to talk to you again. So,
yes, you as well, thanks.
Remind folks what Urinetown is all about, if you would, Danica.
So Urinetown is, let's call it a meta-theatrical experience, wherein the society has now dwindled to really conserving water on a very elaborate scale because there has been a drought going on for 20 years, and people now have to pay to use public amenities. So it is the story of a society that has to deal with all of that, and then a revolution that begins with Jake Enzi's character, Bobby Strong, leading the revolution to try to make sure that people can pee for free.
So how did this show end up being part of the season there at University Theater, Danica?
Well, we actually began our season selection last year when we figured out that we really wanted to start the season with Crucible, directed by Mia Self, and we decided that we really needed something that was a little more uplifting.
Sure.
To follow that. And just happens that Urinetown has been one of my favorites for a very long time. The music is pretty complicated, but really, really exciting, and I really enjoy meta theater because it makes fun of itself and pokes fun at other musicals and other genres of theater, which just makes it really fun. And personally, it's just been one that I've always wanted to tackle. So I'm really excited for it. And that just became something that we were all interested in because it was done, I believe, 10 or 11 years ago here. And our scenic designer, Jamie Melama, really wanted another stab at designing it as well. He was not super pleased with his first go around. So he was really excited to get his hands on it again.
Okay. Jake, talk to me about your character, Bobby Strong.
Bobby is someone who is very passionate about the things he believes in. He's very passionate about his community and about making sure that the people of this community can pee for free, no matter what. I'm willing to fight on for all the decades necessary, as he says in the play.
And Danica mentioned kind of complicated music. Talk to me about the songs that you get to sing as Bobby.
Yes, the music is very complex, but it's very, very good. I love the music of this show. It's been wonderful to have it be introduced to me. And I'm in a few numbers. My two big numbers are Look at the Sky and Run, Freedom, Run. Look at the Sky being a song that I sing to kind of inspire everyone to follow me in the revolution. And Run, Freedom, Run, it's a sort of a gospel-y sort of song, which is really, really fun to do. And that is sort of me, I guess, re-encouraging the people after they're kind of like, really? You sure? Yeah, both numbers are very, really super fun.
So was this a show that you also knew, Jake?
I knew very little about it. I knew that it existed. I think that my high school had put it on 1 year before I was there. So I'd always seen the sort of poster hanging up by the theater and been like, Urinetown? What is that about? But now I know what it's about, and I'm super excited to be a part of it. It's hilarious. I'm really happy to do it.
I think everybody, when they first heard the name, went, what is that about? I think you're legit there. Not a problem with that. Danica, talk about...
My response to that is, it's exactly what you think.
Perfect, yes. Danica, talk about some other character names. The names are fun. Bobby Strong is... there's more to that name than just the name. Talk about some of the characters in this show.
Absolutely. So we have a few kind of malapropisms in terms of names. So we have Penelope Pennywise, or Miss Pennywise. She is the head of the public amenity where Bobby works. So she is the money collector, and she keeps all the records. And then we have our two main cops are Lock, Stock, and Barrel, which is just so cute.
Yep.
A lot of the character names for the people that are what we refer to as the amenity goers are things like Tiny Tom, Little Becky Two Shoes, Soupy Sue, Robbie the Stockfish, Billy Boy Bill, they all have just really, really fun names.
Hot Blaze Harry.
Hot Blaze Harry. Yeah.
So how large is this cast?
We have 22, I believe. Yes, 22. That sounds right.
Okay. All right. So let's go back. You talked about the scenic design. This is a show that has two different worlds. Kind of you have the people that are having to pay to pee and people that are collecting the money. And one is very rich, one is very poor. Talk about what we've done with the scenic design for this production then.
Sure. And I will throw in one of the other complications of the set is that there are two numbers and some scenes in which there are four locations that we have to be able to see at one time.
Yes.
So that makes that kind of design a little bit more complicated.
Okay.
On top of that.
Okay.
But in designing the world for the poor versus the world for the rich, Jamie and I talked a lot about the variations in texture for each of them. So you'll notice that the amenity goers or the poor their clothing and the seams around them are sort of sun-faded, so they've been bleached by the sun because that's how they can clean things, because without the use of water, how else do you clean things?
Right, yeah.
And then for the rich, they still have access to a good amount of water, so they have a lot more luxurious fabric. They have a lot more glitter to them. They have a lot more very fluid-feeling types of things around them. They have chandeliers that are really gorgeous that we have for the show. And then the amenity goers, they've just got what they've got, which is a really sad-looking street scene.
Jake, talk to me about Bobby and Hope and their interactions together a little bit.
Bobby and Hope first meet at the top of the show. Hope asks him for directions, and he is pretty much immediately enraptured by her, very interested in her. And then when they meet later, she draws him in with telling him to listen to his heart, follow his feelings. And so they meet and they fall in love, and then they are pretty much immediately pit against each other because Hope is the daughter of the main villain, Caldwell B. Cladwell. So it's sort of on the opposite side of the revolution. So there's a lot of tension there. But it's a really interesting relationship, and it's really fun to play out on stage with Mary Elizabeth, who is playing Hope.
Danica, Jake mentioned some of the songs he gets to sing. Talk about some other songs in the show that might be maybe some of your favorites.
I think one of my favorites is Cop Song. I believe there are 9 people on stage for that, maybe 8. It's another one of those, they have a lot of meta theater references to other musicals and things like that that go throughout. So that one and We Are Not Sorry have the same kind of influences from other musicals. It's really hard for me to pick a favorite because there's just, our choreographer, Jess Barber, is just the absolute best. And she's made some really excellent choices for some of those really big numbers like Run, Freedom, Run. Just hysterical stuff. And, yeah, it's hard to pick a favorite because they're very dynamic. They're very different from each other even. And, again, going back to the fact that they make fun of all these other musicals, you can really easily see and hear the references that they make. So it's not just theater for theater people. It's theater for people, anybody who's ever seen another musical, you're going to get the references.
So we satire our musical theater. What else gets satired within this show?
Politics. Big time. Politics and let's just call it the way that police interact with citizens.
But it's a musical, so it's a nice, happy show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
No.
Oh, no.
There's actually a line that Officer Lockstock has in his interactions where he says, "Now, this isn't a happy musical."
Yes, we're very upfront with that.
And talk about, I think it's Lockstock, he gets to talk, he's kind of the narrator of the show, is that right?
He absolutely is, and he has some interactions with little Sally, who sort of serves as a co-narrator, but she's also kind of our window into the world of the poor and how that society functions. But Lockstock serves as the very, very tongue-in-cheek narrator of our story. So, as he says, he can't be touched by anything that's happening in the revolution because if people want the story to end, they have to let him live.
Right. Is there a deep hidden message in all this?
Hail Malthus.
Hail Malthus.
Let me write that down. Okay. Yes. Well, we'll leave it at that. Hail Malthus right there. talk to me about the dates and the times of the show, if you would.
So we actually have a very brief run for this show because we are happening over in Stewart Theater inside the Tally Student Union. So it's a very, very large space, huge house. So there's lots of opportunity for good seating. We run beginning February 23rd, which is a Thursday. And then the Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows are all at 7:30. And then we do have a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And then on Friday and Sunday, both of those will have live super titles that will be available to be projected for people that need that sort of assistance. But the Thursday and Saturday shows will not have that live cast.
Jake, for you, what's been the most fun, challenging thing about being the character Bobby Strong?
The most fun thing, first of all, I think, is just being able to inhabit this character who is incredibly serious about this incredibly silly topic. It's really been fun to play with that on stage and sort of inhabit that character. And then the most challenging thing, I think, is those high notes, definitely. That's exactly what I was going to say. Bobby Strong was definitely written as a Broadway tenor. And I've been working my way up to there. Our music director, Mark, and our vocal coach, Jennifer, have both been fantastic in giving me strategies and ways that I can get up there to hit those notes, especially there's one note in Run Freedom Run, which I've been working very hard on, which
excellent.
I'm hoping it will get to the place where I want it to be by the time the show opens.
All right. So go see if Jake makes that high note or not. It is...
I have every confidence.
It's You're in Town at University Theater of NC State, February 23, 24, 25, and 26. Danica Jackson is directing. Jake Inze is Bobby Strong. Thank you guys for calling in this afternoon. Great to talk to you.